Go ahead, Sean.
No, it's not access, but it's like everything requires a certain, you know, skill set and knowledge and that, and it almost would take more time. Things are broken, right? And so you need comm monitors and a skill set and everything to go up there and troubleshoot a repeater. You know, how many people know about Motorola repeaters and things like that? So it's just, I mean, there's just a limited pool of, if it is something people can help with. I know people are gung-ho, and I want to get them. As a matter of fact, getting the Winlink and the packet and everything up, I know there's a lot of guys can help with that, and I will probably enlist some help for that stuff. But, like, I got RF troubleshooting to do on the UMP. I've got RF troubleshooting to do on the 675. There's antenna work that I can get help with on the UMP, on the Winlink and the, what's the other one? Oh, and the APRS up there. So there is stuff definitely can help with, and I can focus on getting the repeaters right. So, but anyhow, no, I was just given some scenarios of, like, I don't necessarily agree with the assessment of the millennials at blanket. My son-in-law is a millennial, and although he has a lot of the work-life balance, you know, and he does things a lot differently, he has expectations that are very different from boomers and Xers and stuff. But he's a bust ass, man. He busts his ass. He's one of the smartest guys I know, and he works his ass off. He takes calls. I'll see him working, like, on Thanksgiving Day. He'll have to wander off and go in a conference call for an hour on something critical, and, because they just have to get it before trading resumes, you know, on Friday or something. You know, it's just the job dictates it, you know. So, but he compensates for it. He takes a lot of time off and vacations and stuff. He gets his time.